this is again confirmation of violations of your civil rights by the Biden White House and Vivek Murthy, our Surgeon General. We had new information coming out from the Surgeon General's office showing the pressure, outrageous pressure, by the Biden White House and their Surgeon General, whose name is Vivek Murthy, who was pressing Facebook. You know, you're not going to believe some of the emails, to censor people about COVID. And you can see in these emails, we filed this lawsuit in January of the earlier part of this year. We asked for all records, including but not limited to, all the types of records you would have, such as text messages and memos and such, relating to any efforts of Vice Admiral Vivek H. Murthy, MD, MBA, U.S. Surgeon General, to contact any employees of Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Reddit, YouTube, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and Pinterest concerning COVID-19 or COVID-19 vaccines. On July 15th, 2021, a day that will go down in infamy in terms of First Amendment freedoms, the Biden administration, through Murthy, issued a memorandum called Confronting Health Misinformation, including the document included a massive pressure effort to censor Americans. Make meaningful long-term investments, including product changes, redesign recommendation algorithms to avoid amplifying misinformation, building, quote, frictions, such as suggestions and warnings, to reduce the sharing of misinformation and make it easier for users to report misinformation. Platforms should also address misinformation in live streams, so they want to monitor what I'm saying right now in order to jump on you and intervene and censor, which are more difficult to moderate due to their temporary nature and use of audio and visual. Prioritize early detection of misinformation, super spreaders. So they're comparing American citizens who exercise their First Amendment rights to disease-ridden human beings. Vicious. And repeat offenders, criminalizing First Amendment conduct. Impose clear consequences for accounts that repeatedly violate platform policies. Amplify communications from trusted messengers and subject matter experts. For example, work with health and medical professionals to reach target audiences, direct users to a broader range of credible sources, including community organizations. I mean, that's the closest thing to a normal recommendation from these censors in the Biden administration. Now, Murthy was the subject of this court restriction, I think that's been lifted, at least temporarily, preventing him from doing this type of activity anymore. The Biden administration currently can do this, or that's how they interpret their authorities. I love this stuff about labeling, because this really sticks in my craw. You may notice on some of our YouTube videos, I talk about January 6th here. There's going to be a label, if the past is prologue, directing you on YouTube to a Wikipedia section, one of the least reliable sources on the internet, about January 6th. And I think they still do it with COVID. Now, I call that vandalizing our material with irrelevant links in a way that suggests that the material that you're seeing can't be trusted, and you need to verify what Fitton and Judicial Watch are saying by going to Wikipedia. This is part of a plan recommended by your government. And so the records show that Facebook senior officials were constantly trying to get on Vivek's good side. They called him Vivek. So immediately after this brief, this censorship document was filed, the next day, Nick Clegg, who's Vice President of Communications and Global Affairs at Facebook, emails him, reaching out after what has transpired over the past few days following the publication of the misinformation advisory and culminating today in the president's remarks about us. So you may recall, I don't remember the specifics of what Biden said, but he essentially was attacking Facebook and company for not censoring Americans. I know our teams met today to better understand the scope of what the White House expects from us on misinformation going forward. Boy, if that's not an acknowledgement that they consider the White House to be their master when it comes to censorship, I don't know what does. This is, again, confirmation of violations of your civil rights by the Biden White House and Vivek Murthy, our Surgeon General. And so the other documents show this constant back and forth, basically begging Vivek, don't punish us. Thanks for the time. They write about a week later. Thanks again for taking the time to meet earlier today. It was very helpful to take stock over the past week and hear directly from you and your team and to establish our next steps. We talked about the speed at which we are having to iterate as the pandemic progresses. By the way, this is in 2021. Just so you know, it was a year and a half after the pandemic began. I wanted to make sure you saw the steps we took just this past week to adjust policies on what we are removing with respect to misinformation, as well as steps taken to further address the disinfo dozen. They had a dozen accounts they were specifically targeting at the request of the Biden White House. Incredible. We removed 17 additional pages, groups, and Instagram accounts tied to the disinfo dozen. So a total of 39 profiles, pages, groups, and IG accounts deleted thus far, resulting in every member of the disinfo dozen having at least one such entity removed. We also continue to make 4 other pages and profiles which have not yet met their removal thresholds more difficult to find on our platform. We hear your call for us to do more, and as I said on the call, we're committed to working toward our shared goal of helping Americans get on top of this pandemic. We're going to reach out directly to schedule a deeper dive on how to best measure COVID-related content and how to proceed with respect to the question around data. And this is crazy. I mean, when they remove a Facebook group I'm running a Facebook page. I have which Judicial Watch has a Facebook page that has, guys, what is it, 6.7, almost 7 million followers now? I have a Facebook page, Real Tom Fitton. I've got a group I run, Tom Fitton's old Judicial Watchy stuff. I mean, that's 200,000 people between those two pages, probably. So if they remove that page, that's 200,000 Americans who are deplatformed in terms of COVID, practically speaking, having a place where they can get information. So you have Facebook desperately trying to get the approval of the White House by demonstrating that they got the message to censor Americans, and they went ahead immediately and did it within a week of the Biden gang pressuring them. Really terrible. And as I said, it's still going on, and it was just fully funded by the Republican-controlled House. These emails confirm Facebook censored Americans at the direction of the Biden White House and Biden's Surgeon General, their political operation. This is a massive violation of the First Amendment. I can't think of anything similar in American history in terms of the sheer breadth and volume of the sheer breadth of the censorship and the number of Americans impacted. We have more information coming out on this. I know we have more FOIAs on this and more lawsuits coming on this. So I don't know about you, I think the First Amendment's kind of important, right? Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.